Hello and welcome to a special episode of the Solana podcast. I'm Austin Federa. Today we're joined by Sergey Vasilchuk, who's the CEO of Everstake. But we're actually not here to talk today about Everstake. We're here to talk about aid for Ukraine and the situation in Ukraine and the project that Sergey and a bunch of others from the Ukraine and connected to the Ukraine have launched, which is a fundraising effort to help raise money that's urgently needed for the government and for people there. Sergey, welcome, and thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, hi, guys. Thank you for listening to me, and thank you for helping us in this like difficult situation. And yeah, like situation that Ukraine is quite terrible. So like we are like protecting our country for the probably close to the week. And we are like struggling with one of the biggest army in the world. But we still resist, and sure, we will soon. But this win is not just a magic. Like many of the people trying to protect their country, military are dying, like military are fighting. The civilians are also like try to do all they can. And general situation is that every citizen like of the Ukraine is doesn't depend on where he's located and what he can do. Like they do something. I do not know anyone who just sitting there idle and like observing the news. First probably like 2 days for me was shocked. I cannot believe what has happened. I was just stuck to the news and seeing what is going on, calling like some relatives. Asking like what can I help and what's going on. It's just like shock, and I was stuck. But like sooner or later, like I was like had the conversation with Anatoly Yakovenko from Solana. He like originally Ukrainian. He asked me like, hey guys, like what is going on? Like how we can help you? Like let's do something. And I said, yeah, like I cannot like sit and cry and wait. And I need to do something. And it was the case when we started to like to understand that we need some impact, and that's why we decided to start this activity.
So the process here that's been running on is there's ukraine.sol, which is a Bonfida name routing layer address that routes to a wallet that's controlled by a multi-sig DAO on Solana. You can go to nation.io/DAO/Ukraine. You can see this there too. There's about 1.45 million contributed so far, as well as several NFTs from projects that will also be sold and liquidated to generate funds here. There's a lot of different efforts raising different kinds of crypto to aid the government and the people. What was sort of your thought to do this, to start this up? And can you talk a little bit about how the country is actually involved as well in the government?
Well, we have quite unusual ministry, which call like Ministry of the Digital Transformation. It was created a few years ago. And many of the politicians was skeptical and was a bit like laughing that, hey, this is just like few guys from the IT background. They will not change nothing. But for these 2 years, guys like made the great application. We probably have the digital ID, have digital like driver license, have the digital like vaccination certificate, whatever. So it goes digital. The many of the services in the country are become in our like smartphone. And those guys are quite trustworthy and respectable in our community. They just start to accept the donation like in any form of the money that is available. And you should understand that like currently there is like martial law in the Ukraine, and central bank put limitation that is hard to transact in the like foreign currency, for us is euro or dollar. So for example, I cannot like transfer some USD to any other like recipient outside like Ukraine. And many of the volunteer organization need to pay, because like for example like night vision like equipment or other stuff is outside Ukraine. So crypto become the obvious things to transact, probably the only without the bureaucracy, without like need to go to the bank, because like it's impossible to go to the bank in the many of the cities of Ukraine. It's war, is real war. So like why crypto is obvious, why government and multi-sig is because like I was asking for like many of partners asked me how we can help you. And I said, hey, just donate. Many of them were skeptical, hey, but what the source of this donation, who are controlled those money? Can you guarantee us that this money will be like controlled by some legitimate like people? And yeah, it was a good question. I was like calling the guys from this ministry, the digital ministry, and say, like, can you help us to make it like more legitimate? How do you like make some like post on the Twitter with this address? So they say, yes, of course we can do. So I take some of the guys is like deputy of the ministry, which like provide his own Solana key to the multisig. I also call in like few respectable blockchain companies, founders of these companies in the Ukraine who are well known. They also provide their keys, and we create the multisig with like 60% of the threshold, and like linked our Twitters to each of the keys. So it's transparent. So everyone see who is signing, what is signing, and each blockchain is totally transparent. You can go to this like Nation.io, which like built by Solana, and see our like DAO and see what is going on.
Yeah, the multisig is also, I mean, if you just think about the logistics of operating in a war zone, you don't know who's available to sign a transaction at any specific place. So having it split up into a multisig that has a proportional threshold requirement just allows the whole project to be much more nimble. So funds that are collected into this DAO, they're then going to, the request from the government is pretty much to receive fiat currency at the end. Is that correct?
Yeah, like there is like two problems here. Problem one is the martial law with restriction. Problems two, that currently in the Ukraine there are not much like exchanges which are able to transact in the USDT or in the foreign currency that we need to convert. And if there are some, they are not like very scalable. And sometimes like vendors like don't accept the crypto. So we're trying to find the way to make it sustainable, like unlimited, like out-ramp solution to be able to liquidate crypto and to put this to the account. And second issue here, that also people need to know that we are spending money in the right hand, like in the proper proportion and so on. So, and you should understand that the only like trustworthy for the everyone like outside the Ukraine is government. So government is successfully resisting for the biggest army in the world. So like who can put their like reputation like in box? So like, yeah, this is guys who are like saving us. So that's why like we're going to build this like unlimited like gateway and put money directly to the central bank. Why central bank? Because the only entity who is able to transact like freely with like outside the world. And they have special account which we opened recently to all the donation for the military operation, for the humanitarian operation, whatever. And we're going to fund like those accounts. After we'll try this to the some like scale amount, like not significant amount. Like I believe that like 1 million is not significant amount to have the impact in this like strategy work. We'll be try to advertise the solution for the wide audience. Like I want to build something that would allow like every crypto holder, like independent from the his like size, it will be hamster like or whale, to donate an impact like as easy as $1, the $10 million. This is something that we're going to do like probably just tomorrow.
Yeah, that's great to hear, and especially the ability of crypto to step in here and be a transfer medium that works 24/7, 365 days a year. Even with the restrictions of having to get to fiat currency at some point, it means that at least you know what's in the account and you're not waiting on banking hours in order for this to happen. And I think there's probably also a safety component too, where people can donate in a more anonymous fashion compared to having to donate with a credit card or an account transfer if they themselves are in a situation where it may not be safe for them. Maybe they're inside of Russia and they're actually still donating, to something like this.
Yeah, sure. It's just the new tool, the new generation tool. Like in our company, like in between us, we call banking like legacy system. So for us, the new finance is blockchain and everything that connects with the bank is legacy. So, but yeah, sometimes like we need the bridge between the system, but obviously for me, crypto is the new generation. I'm in this market for the 10 years and like I am like 100% crypto guys, and this is how I can be useful for my country.
So there's a real asymmetry of information here as far as the media has been reporting that many people who are in Ukraine are not able to necessarily always get information out. And it's a little bit hard to understand what's always going on over there, especially for someone like me who's in the United States. What have you sort of been hearing from friends and family and colleagues about the situation there now?
Well, I'm on the wire like every minute. So you understand, like my parents stayed there, my sisters stayed there, my friends stayed there. Like everyone who stayed there, like males are putting the guns and like protecting the territory. Female, like trying to be helpful with like volunteering with the medicine, with anything. Even kids try to do something, but it's not possible everywhere. After the like 5 days of trying to like win our nation by the like fire contact, Russians understand that it doesn't work. And now they try to use like rockets, ballistic rockets, like missiles, and to hit our like civilian cities. So what is going on? Currently, Kharkiv is bombing, like Kyiv is bombing, Zhytomyr is bombing. So they try to scare the people. One thing that they don't understand, that they just bring more hate and anger, not the scary. So we are the nation that we unite against the enemy, like Russia. Like we have the problem with like 214. They took some of the territory, and the whole situation, the country was weak. So probably they tried to use the same approach, but it doesn't work right now. So its strategy is a full-scale war with like thousands of the deaths of the civilian, with a thousand of the deaths of the like military, and with the damages of the infrastructure. So it's not a movie, like it looks like a movie, but this is real life that currently like we Ukrainians are facing.
And just in the last few days, I would say the international community has moved very slowly, but they are moving, especially financially, to have there be real consequences for this in terms of freezing foreign assets from the Russian government and imposing stricter restrictions on it. Do you have an idea? Do you have a sense of the magnitude of the need right now that Ukraine has? That both from the internet, like there's donations that people can do. There's also Congress people they can call. There's other political actors that they can call. What are the right steps for someone who's trying to get involved beyond just donating?
Well, the biggest problem for the Ukraine is our sky. So we have not like advanced system to protect from the missiles and rockets. And like, if somebody can close our sky, no chance for enemy to win us. So all current attacks are went from the sky. So if anyone could call the congressman, like or the government, and like impact something that the West could close our sky, be sure that we'll resist, we kick their ass, and we go away, like they will go away from our territory. We're hitting these like jet fighters just because they're excellent pilots, but our capacity is limited. So the more like jets, the more like weapons, the more something that protects our sky will help us. Probably we do not need like anything more from the military point of view. If you want donate us, like donate, but you should understand that sometimes this money will be useless if they will not go to like some specific like direction. So for example, Kharkiv, like they need like medicine, they need everything. But there is no logistic like around because like everything is destroyed, like no roads around. So the best way is to contact some volunteers who live in some specific places, which have the access to the some logistic and have the contacts with like civilian and the military to ask directly, what do you need and what you want to have. This is where we have also want you to interact after the building this like crypto gateway to the central bank. We probably will try to onboard for the big exchanges, like for the crypto exchanges funds who will be able to make this like direct support. And after this, we'll be able to send the crypto to liquidate the exchanges and to help this way. I know many of the like suppliers like are already accepting crypto, because some of the solutions like probably FTX or Coinbase make it quite like seamless transactions. So they send the invoices probably in the US dollars, but like we're receiving this in the form of the crypto. Some magic happens inside the exchange and guys receiving like the fiat. And the more these guys will be born with the crypto, it will be like more like widespread and something that we call adoption. like, unfortunately, this mass adoptions go in such situation as a war. With a thought that will goes like organically, no, it goes in the extremely situations.
Well, Sergey, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll have to have you back to talk about Everstake at some point, which is something I've been meaning to do for a long time, but this obviously takes priority today. If people are interested in learning more, in helping out, you can go to nation.io/DAO/Ukraine. That is connected to the same backend as the SPL governance program. So you can also just donate directly on chain at ukraine.soul, which will accept any SPL token and any NFT as well.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening to me. Please try to donate something to support like our survival. Thank you, Austin. Thank you, Solana community. You are amazing. Please contribute something. It will be your small but very important and impactful contribution to save Ukraine as a nation. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.